come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Another fantastic day in the great state of, in the country of North Korea. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'm almost scared to ask the first question. Where the hell are you?
I'm in New Orleans.
All right. My second question.
Randy, are you there?
Where is your phone?
My phone is right next to me.
You don't know how to answer it?
You didn't call.
Twice.
Well, I'm checking. I have nothing in my recents, and I'm going to say that you did not call me.
All right, you're a liar. I'm going to kick you off.
But I'm coming from the great state of Louisiana, otherwise known as the home state of Dustin Poirier. And we are in the Big Easy.
Doing what?
We're on a world tour. We're on a national world tour. Like my family vacation started yesterday. We drove across. We're going to start in the southern states and work our way all the way up the northern states to Michigan and New York and all the way back around. So we'll be on the road.
How did the daughters not get arrested for being blocked from going in a bar?
Well, look, here's the thing, Randy. I raise my daughters and I treat them like my best friend. I don't candy coat things.
No. I'm well aware of how you treat your daughters.
In fact, the only time I've been mad at Marissa the whole trip is she keeps throwing a front leg kick with her toes first. And I'm getting pissed because I'm like, look, you're going to break your toes. Turn your hip over. Do it right or don't throw a leg kick at all. And so, we're working our kinks out. But, I raised my daughters as little people. And, bar wouldn't let them come in. They got 30 slushy machines on a hot day in New Orleans walking down Bourbon Street. All my daughters want to do is get a slushy. And the sign says no one under 21 allowed. So they come in and they all yell at them. Like, hey, you guys can't be in here. You're kids. And so in typical McClellan family fashion, they got the quadruple bird from a 9 and 7 year old.
Well, first of all, you are aware that those slushies are not regular slushies, right?
Well, I know there's alcohol in them, but they also have a lemonade non-alcoholic slushie. So it was kind of like, look, they can't even stand inside the lobby. They're not drinking in your establishment. But they were so just, anal about it. We're just like, all right. But we still bought the slushies. We still...
Rules are rules. All right, let me lay the ground rules until you learn how to answer your FaceTime. Our very first guest has not downloaded their Skype, so we will be bypassing the first interview that was planned. Okay. At the bottom of the hour, we'll head out to Glendale, Arizona, and talk to Alexis Davis, who is on the UFC 263 card. Okay. Then we're going to speak to, and I'm looking forward to this. I got to be honest with you. He is the co-founder of Triller. Ryan Kavanaugh will be on. We're going to talk how Triller got started. Another Triller event is this weekend with Vitor Belfort. So we'll discuss that with Ryan. And then the way the schedule is set up is we are going to be getting both fighters, at least so far, week one, and it was scheduled for week two. From last night's tough. Yes, okay. It's already done. Yes, it's completely on the shelf, ready to go, the whole nine yards. So, okay, so. All right, turn it off. It's not going to work. So I knew what both fighters were scheduled to be on today.
Yep. Okay, got it.
Hang up your phone now.
I did.
So the number one pick in the draft fought last night. Okay.
Okay.
And he was fighting, I think, his opponent, which was from Brian Ortega. Let me see how badly I'm going to butcher it. Lovin Sholinian. Okay. You know, it's always like the first pick is going to go against the fourth round or the seventh round. And, you know, we keep telling people, and Dana keeps telling people, and common sense keeps telling you that just because you're the number one draft pick, just because you're the one that everybody saw, and this is what we're going to talk about with Lovick, you know, they do a 2-hour workout. They do a 20-minute workout. You know, it's a quick, what Brian Ortega or what Alex can see in 20 minutes. You know, you can't see heart. You can't see stamina, conditioning. You just see, I guess, basically the raw, raw talent. Well, the show was last night. We will have the victor from last night's fight, and it was not your first round pick. It was Mr. Sholinian. So he will be looking forward to that. Sure. As well as Sam was returning, Sam Shoemaker, who will be fighting for the BKFC title in 2 weeks. So kind of action-packed.
It is action-packed. Always action-packed with Randy at the helm.
All right. I've been called out numerous times. I got called out yesterday. I called a good friend of mine. He needed to stop by the compound to take a look at something. And he said, I'm not coming until next week. And if you don't have your Twitch account set up, he's going to burn my house down.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we got to get on that. We keep talking about getting on it, but we really need to catch up with the time. I mean, look at combat sports. Combat sports is all about what's on social media. It's all about fan base and reach. And look at the Paul brothers. Look at TikTok and Twitch and YouTube. You know, and that's why these real fighters, Dana keeps talking about how these are real. We're real fighters. UFC are real fighters. They're just entertainers doing exhibition matches, but they're making $20 million. Logan Paul made $20 million, not counting endorsements. So, you know, when Francis Ngannou goes out and talks about what are we doing wrong, you know, one, Francis, you got to have a personality, buddy. You got to bring entertainment. Now, Derek Lewis is probably the greatest in the UFC right now of building hype, I think, personally. But, you know, you got to bring excitement. You got to bring entertainment. And Triller's doing it right. They're bringing concerts and entertainment and music in between fights. And that's what people want to see. And so if people are going to spend their hard-earned money, you got to give them what they want.
Well, you know, and everybody continues to say about, you know, the whole Colby Covington, that's not Colby Covington. He really doesn't act like this. He doesn't really do all of that stuff, but he's been able to use that as a marketing tool, kind of like what you just said, you know, to be able to push Colby Covington into his second title fight that has now been announced by Dana. You know, let's go back to 6 years ago, 10 years ago. All right, let's start at the beginning where one of the two of us started. Who was flamboyant? Who was out there? Your champion was Royce Gracie. He didn't talk nothing. You know, yeah, Ken Shamrock did some talking. Tank Abbott didn't do any talking. So the early era of the UFC, there really were no trash talking. But when you go, even to me, if you come up to me and say, all right, Randy, name five first that come to mind UFC fighters not talking, you know, this week. So who do you say? Chael Sonnen, Tito Ortiz, are two of the first ones that would come out, right?
Sure, of course.
And why is that?
Because their personalities, because their trash-talking abilities. But, you know, I think now the personality is even more important than it was back in the beginning, because the beginning, what made the UFC so, new and what made it really was intriguing was they were on a mission to find out which art or which discipline was superior in a real no-holds-bar street fight. So whether it was kung fu or karate or taekwondo or wrestling or Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And then you had these huge weight differences. You had a guy like, you know, Royce Gracie, 165 pounds.
Hold on a second. You left one out. As you went down that whole list of, you know, jiu-jitsu and boxing and all that stuff.
Sumo.
That's what I was going to say. That's the one you left out. Just being a fat guy.
Yeah, but that was what made it so intriguing, because you had a guy like Hoist Gracie at 165 pounds going up against the beast, Dan Severn at 250, a monster, going up against, like, you know, Bob Sapp and, like, big, you know, like 500-pound monsters, right? So it showed, like, the variations, and it showed, like, leverage, and it showed why the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was so, I mean, that's what put that martial art on the map as a superior defense and as fighting style, is because it was using leverage in the ground as an equalizer to make anyone have an advantage. And the Gracies and the Brazilians mastered this, right? So, but now look at today's modern martial art. I mean, now those puzzles have been cracked. Those codes have been cracked. You know, not as many people get tapped out with a triangle choke like they used to. And now they don't go to Americana arm bars. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we've learned over the years that's changed the sport. And so now your personality has to, when all the fighters are so equally versed and when all the skill sets are so equally trained and the PI Performance Institute trains them equally to recover and perform optimally, you have to have a personality to sell tickets.
Well, I think it goes even, and yes, I'm agreeing with you, but, you know, whether they're all, you know, equal or not has nothing to do with the fact that, yes, you need the personality to sell tickets. And I've said all along, one of, if not the greatest, but I'll say one of the greatest welterweights of all time, Matt Hughes, nobody hated him until the very end because of the reality TV show. Of things that really did or didn't happen. I know it didn't, but it made it appear like things happened, where people started to think he was a jerk and started to sell tickets towards the end of his career. You know, look at guys like Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell. Could you imagine Chuck Liddell if people hated him? Now, they love him, but I'm talking about the neutral people, the people like, all right, you know, Chuck's cool, but you got to be that heel guy as well so you can double it. And I definitely agree. Ngannou asking for more money, and it goes back to something that I'm involved in, shockingly, another kind of disagreement here in the Tampa Bay area. You signed the contract, Francis. Yeah. You signed the contract, Tyron Woodley. When you signed the contract, it's because there's no better offer at the time.
Correct.
You have to live out that contract. And let's bring it home for a second here in the Tampa Bay area. And it happens all over the country, but it's kind of been in the media here in the Tampa Bay area, because there was a young man who went to the academy, the Naval Academy. He was undrafted. And I guess the academies are now looking at, if you're drafted, they're going to let you out of your commitment.
Right.
Or, and this is where somebody came back at me. Well, they're not letting them out. They're just adjusting it. They're going to adjust it to let certain athletes out of their 4 or 6 year military commitment to go into the reserves.
Oh, so what? I won't even give an opinion until you give me yours.
Well, I'm so aggravated. I want to punch a wall through your hotel room from Tampa Bay. You know, the guy's like, well, it's the same thing. First of all, it's not the same thing. I've been in both. And let me, and this has nothing to do with the fact that going the reserve weekend, where you literally 99 out of 100 times, all you'll do is go to your local facility, do some kind of schooling, do some little this, eat pizza for lunch, go home at 3 o'clock. You do that, you know, 1 weekend a month. Now, when you go away for the 2 weeks, yes, you are going away. You are on an active ship, or you are out, you know, if the Army, or you're doing your stuff. But you got a free education at the Naval Academy or any of the academies, probably some of the best training that we are paying for. Well, let me rephrase that. Us taxpayers are paying for.
Right.
I don't want to say everyone, because not everyone pays taxes. Everyone sits at home and collects. Never mind.
Not even the unemployed. They just released a thing today, the IRS breach, about how, you know, the elite super wealthy of our country pay very little to no income tax. You know, it's like, you're right. We are paying for those educations.
Well, no, again, to clarify, when I say we, I'm talking about taxpayers, because there's a lot of people in this country that are not taxpayers. So no, they don't get to say we're paying for these. And I'm okay with, you know, this is our military. This is who is supposed to protect us. But when you sign that document, when I signed my document willing to die for the country, I can't back out of it, even though people do.
Well, I didn't realize that. I want to go home. I don't like the food. I don't like the training.
No, these guys signed a document. But the people that are like, well, what's the big deal? He can go do it later. Let's just say, and this is the first hypothetical, and, you know, I hate hypotheticals, but here's my first hypothetical.
Okay.
They let anybody, doesn't matter who it is, out of their military commitment. He goes and this person, it could be a she, he or she, this athlete, goes in and performs on the athletic field that I don't think benefits recruitment at all, even though that's what they're saying. It's good for recruitment. Why would Joe Blow, walking down the street unemployed, or somebody that's employed that wants to go with a military direction, say, oh, because that person got out of his commitment and he's now bragging that he was in an academy, but he didn't go do his commitment. Let me go sign up for the military. It doesn't
I think it just goes back to what we just spoke about back when Matt Hughes was, you know, at the top of his game. You know, he was the all-American hero, right? I mean, Midwesterner,
Hero's not the right word, but right. He was the all-American farm.
The good old American boy.
I said right. Correct.
Yeah. So you know, that was a different era, you know, in the UFC, you know, everybody rallied behind, you know, the country hero and the country boy and America. And now, you know, same thing in the military. We should go back to Pat Tillman. He was already in the NFL. He had already been the best athlete on the field. And he left all that, including his life, to go fight for the freedoms of our country. And so, yeah, so it just shows how much the world has changed. And this is, you know, somebody who made a commitment and then said, oh, there's a better opportunity, so they're backing out of it. Just like a lot of these fighters that sign contracts are not following through with their word.
Hold on, let me just jump in real quick, and then we have to hit this break. We're already over.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the athlete has, you know, said anything, done anything, because I don't know. You know, this is Knockout Radio. We don't do research.
No, of course.
I'm just saying that I responded to this post. I mean, it could have been the team reached out. It could have been the academy reached out. It could have been whoever. And it was just declined. So I'm not blaming the athlete. I don't blame the athlete for trying to get out and trying to, you know, make more money and better this and better that. I blame the system for even looking into it. No, dude, you signed a letter. You signed a document. You know, tell Roger Staubach that. You know, David Robinson, they let out, to, if I remember correctly, and did the reserve stuff because he outgrew his billet. You know, he got too tall. Well, he was, if I remember, he signed up to do something submarine-wise. And when you're the Jolly Green Giant and you can't get submarine, you can't.
How many seven-footers are on the submarine?
You know, it's like Fred Flintstone where his head went through the top of the car. That's what this would have been for David Robinson. All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio coming from the bunker and somewhere in New Orleans. I can hardly wait to hear some of these New Orleans stories with the Munchkins running around. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And yes, I am cold as ice. You know why I'm cold as ice?
Because you're heartless?
No, I'm not heartless, but I was at a red light. How about this? I'm at a red light. And on the right-hand side of the street corner is a guy standing there with one of those signs that says, hungry, will work for food.
Right.
On the other side of the corner is Wawa with a sign, hiring, come in and apply.
Okay.
That's why I'm cold as ice.
Okay.
So the liner was from just now, Vinny LeCavalier.
Yes.
The Lightning are on fire.
Fire. They're melting the ice as they skate on it.
It's absolutely incredible. It's fun to watch after what happened. And they keep saying, well, last year in the bubble, the Lightning this, the Lightning that. And just like the Bucks, we got to talk to Tom Brady earlier today. And even though the Bucks are not acting this way, just like the Lightning, they got better. The Buccaneers got better. But it also came out today that Victor Hedman is one of the three finalists for the Norris Trophy. So big ups to the Lightning, because they're on fire. They're not cold as ice. You're correct.
It only took a global pandemic for Tampa Bay to care about sports again.
Yeah, you're right. Now, in the case of hockey, at least some fans, you know, are going to be back. And some fans, obviously, and Tom Brady addressed that today about, you know, fans at the Super Bowl and some fans got to see him, and that some fans, with the exception of Aaron Rodgers, got to see him in Green Bay at the championship, the NFC championship game. But that, you know, talk is, with the exception of media, fans will be at full attendance with the NFL this year. So at least we're starting. At least we're getting started.
Yeah, we are back. We're getting back. I mean, Florida feels like it's getting back.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel said it's North Korea. So You know, that's what Florida is. And he's getting a lot of slack for it, which is good.
Yeah. I'm proud to be from the state of Florida. You know, as we travel around the country.
Hold on. Now you're from Florida.
Well, we're winners now. I'm always aware the winners are.
All right. Well, you sit in your hotel room in New Orleans for a couple of minutes. Do whatever you're going to do. We're going to go via the phone line right now. I can't wait to get back out there. And we're going to head out to Glendale as we get ready for this weekend's Return of the Octagon and the third episode with fans. And let's welcome Alexis Davis to the show. Alexis, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We appreciate your time. Welcome to the show. I know that this is just the start. It's Wednesday, the start of Fight Week. What is it like for you? I know that this isn't your first. It's, you know, of many. What's it like to get through the next couple days?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's a lot easier at 135 to get through the next few days. Pretty much, well, with everything going on, you're kind of pretty much restricted to your hotel room. So there's not really too much excitement kind of going on through this week.
You know, I've always asked all of you athletes over the past whatever months we're now into, and before I would always say, this is a work trip. I know you don't get out, and when it is in Vegas, you know, you don't do the strips kind of stuff and all that. But now it's not that you don't, it's you can't. So is it a different, now you want to, but you can't?
Yeah, it's almost like when you're dieting. I always laugh at this because it's like, man, like, I don't even like half the food, but I'm craving it just because I can't have it.
Exactly. Before I ask you about the fight, and you know, obviously we're going to talk about UFC 263 right around the corner. Panini just took over the trading cards for the UFC. A, have you seen them? B, do you collect them? Are you into that kind of stuff?
No, I'm always kind of interested. Like, I get a lot of fans who will send me cards out and ask me to sign them. And I'm not going to lie, my parents collect them. So it's kind of cool to see the ones that they have. And sometimes there's ones that come out that I haven't even seen before.
Would you collect them?
I think I would. I try to keep the ones. Like, sometimes I get sent extra ones, and you know, because I like to pass them on, give them to my son.
Okay, well, probably a few things that you don't know about Knockout Radio and what you don't know about me is I tend to know a lot of people in a lot of places. And so one of the first things that I'm going to do is I'll get a hold of you, you know, after the fight. Fight's obviously the most important. And I'll give you an email address for Tracy Hackler, who is the main PR guy at Panini, who will send you whatever you want. And he's already told me that he will do that. So you will be able to get cards to give friends, family, you know, whatever. So we'll set that up.
Oh, my God, that'd be great. My mom loves you already.
Well, perfect. Anything that you do collect, anything else that you do collect, is there something that, you know, you would want to, if it fell from the sky, what's that one collectible thing you'd like?
I can't even think. I really think I could probably collect the most is just like memorabilia stuff from each fight. But I'm not, other than that, I'm not much into just, you know, things like that. And, you know, things that I like to kind of show, like I said, my accomplishments, you know, through my career and
sure,
stuff like that.
The reason that I ask that is sometimes, every once in a while, you just get that answer. So I was interviewing one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're based out of Tampa, St. Pete, Leonard Wester. And, you know, do you collect? Not really. Well, do you want to? Not really. Well, if you could collect anything, what would it be? And he thought for a minute. And of the years that I've asked this question, he goes, you know what? I'd like Jesus's sandals.
Oh.
I'm like, that's awesome. That's good. If you go to reach for the stars, right?
Yeah, that's reaching.
Definitely good. Let's talk about Saturday. You get back in the Octagon. This is, I believe, the third event with the return of fans. Thoughts on that? How will that change? Does it change? They're there, which is great, or if they're not there, you want them there, but it's a fight, it's a fight. Tell me about the fan situation.
Yeah, you know what? It was kind of interesting, you know, obviously having my last fight back in February, and you know what, it was kind of almost like, for me, like a almost like a training experience, because, you know, you have, there's obviously, there's few, you know, like the officials and the UFC staff that are there. So it's kind of a little bit more tight-knit, like you would have at the gym. So, but it's different. It's a different sort of energy when you have the fans there. You know, you kind of feed off of that.
Did you like that you could hear, you know, other things when there are no fans? You can maybe hear the corner a little better. Or, you know, I know some of the athletes said that they've heard Daniel Cormier make comments in the middle of a fight. Could you hear any of that? Did you witness any of that?
Yeah, I did. I did like that, you know, it was a little bit easier to hear, like, your cornerman, and being able to kind of have that, you know, communication a little bit easier on my side. So that was kind of nice.
What do you know about your opponent, and does it really even matter what you know about your opponent? It's more what you're going to bring to the octagon.
You know, in both sense. I know that she's got great boxing. She's got, you know, crisp hands. So, you know, obviously that's something I've kind of played into my mind and worked on a lot through this camp. But, you know, for fights, you know, I believe I'm the best, one of the best in the world, and especially for the bantamweight division, it's, you know, I think for fighters, it's really our mindset and our mental capabilities on that day that kind of, you know, is whether or not you can showcase your skills or not.
You know, I've said to some of the fighters when I talk to them, you know, a lot of times fighters say game plans, and, you know, we had a game plan or we don't have a game plan. And doing a radio show, a lot of times people will ask, well, can you send me your 10 questions? And my response is, I can't send you question number two until I know how you're going to answer question number one, which is kind of the same with fighting.
Right, you
know? Right. So it's kind of the same. How can you plan on the fourth minute of the first round when you don't know how the first 10 seconds is going to go?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously she's changing up her style slightly to be able to fight me as well. So, you know, I can plan and, you know, be able to come up with some sort of, you know, a fight, you know, scheduled based on what I think she's going to do and what she has done in the past. But she's going to try to change everything up just to fight me, because my style is going to be different from her last opponent.
When that's happening, you're in a fight, you're thinking straight ahead, she's going to make some changes or whatever. What is going on in your head? Are you thinking that? Is it just kind of like driving a car and you're on automatic pilot and whatever is happening is going to happen?
Yeah, for me, yeah, that's pretty much it. That pretty much nails me right there. You know, obviously trying to make adjustments as you go. But for me as a fighter, it's all about just trying to find, you know, especially I've been really trying to work on my last one, is trying to find my flow and, you know, my rhythm and stay relaxed and just kind of, you know, make adjustments as they come.
Strangest, funniest, craziest thing that's ever happened either to you or during the fight of a fight that you were in?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think.
Maybe nothing.
Probably just, you know what? You know, probably just like, when you've had fighters who've like let out like a belt or something like that during the fight, that's probably the most. And, you know, I'll be like, that fighter would be like, okay, excuse you, you know. Just, you know, I don't have to be. I'm totally like, this is, you know, this is fun for me. Fighting is fun for me. I don't need to be pissed off at someone, or, you know, some people have to get really pumped up and angry to fight, you know. Right. I'm cool, man. You know, talk to my opponent before the fight, after the fight. You know, we're just going to work, and we're just, you know, punching each other for fun.
That's good stuff. God, Matt.
Hey, Alexis, I'm also in a hotel room. You know, I'm not in fight camp. I'm on vacation. But
we quarantined him. We didn't want him anywhere near.
That's true. But I'm coming to from New Orleans, a big easy right now. But my question more is, you know, when you talk about the Jesus of Sandals and going shooting for the top, and, you know, obviously with Amanda Nunes being the top, she's calling out, and maybe for fun, obviously, Kim Kardashian. And with the recent, you know, internet YouTube stars and all these people going out of their way. You know, what is your thought on real fighters like yourself and what Dana says or UFC are real fighters and these outside people coming into combat sports, and what's your take on it?
You know what? Everybody's just, you know, whether they're real fighters or not, you know, you're a Mayweather or, you know, a Logan Paul, but, you know, it's what's selling. And you know what? That's the industry that we're in. So, you know, all the more power to you. You know what? You pay me right enough money, I'll fight a YouTube star too.
Well, there you go.
Would you fight Randy for it? I got the money.
No, I'm getting ready to give gifts. She doesn't want to fight me.
That's true.
Before I tell you what we're going to send you for coming on the show, what can the fans, what can the media, what can everybody expect to see Saturday night when you get back in there?
Oh, damn. You know what? I think, you know, with every fight, and especially, you know, moving gyms, changing camps, I feel like I'm like the whole new me again, ready. I'm moving. I'm shaking. I'm like, I don't want to swear on here, but, you know, I don't really give up. And I'm just coming out there to have fun and smash my face.
A lot of times, and you mentioned about not having to get, you know, all up and out it like that. A lot of times fighters get on here and, you know, they get so excited and I can't wait. I'm going to do this. And it pumps me up. And I say, I can't wait for Saturday. You did the exact opposite, and I can't wait for Saturday. I can't wait to watch you get back in there. I'm ready.
Hey, this is what I do for fun.
That's crazy, but I get it. I totally understand. For coming on the show, we're going to, and I believe we have your address, we're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, as well as, since you made reference to the weight and not having to really worry about it, not that this would matter, we're going to send you a care package from Wicked Good Cupcakes, and we'll send you out some cupcakes that'll be there waiting for you when you get home.
Oh, you just made my whole weight cut.
See, now your mom loves me, and hopefully you love me, and everything's good.
Hey, you know what I got, like, on the right now, in the background right now, is the Food Network on.
Oh. You know, it's funny because a lot of fighters have told me that, you know, and you said that it's not going to be as hard, obviously, but even though they're cutting, they have the Food Network on. And again, to me, that's just torture. I don't know why you do that to yourselves.
Oh, my God. Like, if you watch, like, my ID stories, like, my corner men are hilarious, man. They're sitting up. They got, like, they ordered, like, 20 things from this Mexican place down the road. And I'm sitting there all watching the meat. I'm like, just let me smell it. Let me smell the food.
That's great. Final thing, and still as we're talking food, when the UFC came to Tampa, Matt used to own a pizzeria. So we brought pizza in to the media room, and all the PR staff had it, and all the corners had it, and all the fighters wanted to kill me. But they went over there, and they opened the box just so that they could smell it before they went and worked out again.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Alexis, thank you very much for your time. Have fun. I'm sure you will Saturday night, and hopefully we can talk to you again real soon.
Of course. Anytime, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Have fun. I can't wait for Saturday. What a down-to-earth. That sounds. I can't wait. So let's try to speed it along and hit this break, and we'll get closer to Saturday night. Coming to you live from the bunker here from New Orleans Hotel there, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Hello again.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, Jim. We'll get to talking here. It's done. Okay, it's done. I got a breaking news update on Knockout Radio.
Oh, what do you got? What do you got?
I tend to do a lot of things. I multitask in the middle of the show, I guess.
You do?
10 minutes before the show went on the air, I received a phone call from our good friend David Feldman.
Okay.
And we were discussing BKFC. What number is the next one?
I don't know. It's got to be like 18, probably 17. It's going to be the 26th in Miami.
Correct. Down there in Miami, I believe it's at the Hard Rock.
June 26th at the Hard Rock, yep.
26th, Sam versus Joey, numerous title fights. It's going to be a good time, Sam Shoemaker, that is.
Yes.
And I kind of stalled because I was waiting for the confirmation from David Feldman. But I was talking to David Feldman during the show. I was talking to the powers to be at the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay.
And we are going to do a bonus show that week.
Really?
Now, you will be on the road, so you will not be joining me. You will be calling in from wherever you'll be that Thursday.
Okay.
But we will be doing a two-hour bonus show on Thursday from 1 to 3.
Oh, nice.
Live from the open workouts. We will have all the fighters on.
What?
The workouts start at 3. We're going to start at 1. We'll probably start getting guests around 1:30. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
It'll be more fun for me because you won't be there.
There's four title fighters. Well, nobody's there to drive you now.
Well, I have other people. Trust me.
I guess the limo is fixed, apparently. So dang
the limo's fixed. there's people that are off. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it. You're right. Look awesome. At the names. And it's not even always the names. And you've talked about that, you know, with Knockout Radio, is that, you know, you don't have to be the title fight. You don't have to be the main, you know, main event, the co-main event. And we do need to talk about both of that happened last Saturday, because a lot of times the stories are coming from the up and coming athletes, the ones that are fighting to get, you know, where you know, your title fight people are, your main event fighters are. So it doesn't matter. I'm happy that, I spoke to somebody today in the media, and I'm going to respond the same way. I asked him how he was doing. He said, as long as his card allows him into the station, life is good.
That's true. That's a true statement.
And that's
I just talked to Julian Lane this morning. He's fighting. His fight is before the four title fights. Julian just sent me a message this morning. So, yeah, all right, 26, all eyes on Miami.
Let's change gears for a minute. I know we're up against the top of the hour, but I really want to get this this gentleman on, so let's get him on. He is your co-founder of Triller. We were at the last one. We'll be at the next one. I'm looking forward to it. Mr. Ryan Kavanaugh. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. Let's get right into it. How did this whole Triller promotion, how did it all get put together? I want to say so quickly, but I'm sure it's a lot longer than we all think it is.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's definitely quick in the world of you know, business, but I think in the world of kind of media today, things move so fast. But for us, it's we've got a obviously the Triller site has about 300 million, I'll call it, users that are active subscribers. And we're able to really kind of look and see what these subscribers connect with, you know, what culture they connect with, and, you know, what likes they have and what dislikes they have. And one of the common threads that came through was basically that this 18 to 29-year-old audience, I'll call them the culture setters, they're younger kids, they're people who, you know, deem themselves to be heavily involved in culture, they like to be setting trends, and yet, for some reason, they all had some association with boxing, but they didn't watch it. And it was whether it was that they liked boxing as a workout, they had a favorite boxer, they actually liked to box professionally in some way, but they didn't watch boxing, they didn't associate with it. And so when we looked into it, it's kind of like, what's going on here? Because our job is to deliver entertainment, right? And part of entertainment is sports, and our sites are about sports, culture, music, you know, fashion. We realized that the long and short of it is that the kids today obviously expect a lot from their entertainment. They've got basically a stage in every living room and in their hands. They've got technology that allows them to feel like they're in the front row of everything. And yet what boxing had been delivering to them wasn't that. Boxing was still being shot and delivered the way it was 30 years ago. It was a big one camera from way back in the stands. The lighting was kind of the same. The camera shot was the same. The commentating was the same. And it didn't hold up to them in terms of, you know, comparable entertainment. So we looked and said, how do we bring this to them? How do we combine what they love, which is music and social media and boxing, and, you know, and make it feel like it's the front row in their living room, as opposed to, you know, boxing was made for the actual front row. Boxing originally was made for, I call it, the billionaire and the celebrity who could afford the $10,000 front row seat and never had evolved. And that's what we did. We looked and said, how do we evolve this?
I spoke to a boxer, ironically, a former boxer, who happens to be my jeweler now, and he was fixing some jewelry yesterday, and we were talking about it. And from his quote-unquote boxing standpoint, it's so different, which is kind of what you're just saying, and that's what you're shooting for, that it's not just a boxing event, that it's more than that, it's bigger than that, and it's a total night of entertainment.
Well, that's right. So for us, again, you know, we look at ourselves as we're trying to entertain, and we're trying to entertain as broad of an audience as possible. And what we recognized what was happening in boxing is that the audience was shrinking and shrinking. It was becoming a smaller and smaller specific audience. We called it kind of one quadrant. You know, it was kind of like males over 45. And we looked and said, how do we bring this back to being a four-quadrant event where it's males over 45, males under 45, females over 45, females under 45? And so we do look to bring something for everyone. It's, you know, like this next event we have on July 19th, you know, the creator of American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance, he's creating the entire look and feel. We've got, you know, four of the biggest artists from Meek Mill to Farrukh to Mike Powers to, you know, to having a massive salsa, Latin, almost Cirque du Soleil-like, you know, event with having two of the biggest title fights of the year in the middle of it. So there's kind of something for everyone. And on this one, we've broken it up where the first 2 hours is actually the concert. So if you want to go see it, you get 2 hours of a full concert. We actually have an event the night before. If you join, we have this thing called Triller Pass where you can actually buy a year pass. And you can go to the Triller event the night before that's tied with all, you know, the major clubs and Snoop performing. And then you can go to the Triller dinner and then you get to go to the event and you can watch a 3 hour concert. And then you go into the boxing. And then it has this whole, like I said, So You Think You Can Dance flair, which is just a massive show. And then we have an event on Sunday and we've tied it into verses as well as, you know, access to the big three. So it's really trying to take this and turn it into four-quadrant entertainment while still respecting the art of boxing.
Matt, before you have your question, I just want to let Ryan know that now my wife, I can bring my wife along because the So You Think You Can Dance portion will get her there.
Yeah, that's honestly, we looked and said, how do we make this something that's going to be compelling for everyone so she can enjoy it? She doesn't have to love boxing to go because there'll be something for all aspects. How do we make this a family thing again? When I grew up, my mom, my dad, me, my brother, you know, my friends, we all watched boxing, like, because it was really it was more of a family type outing. And that's what we're trying to do it as again, that's what we're bringing back.
And Ryan, I mean, I came from the pizza industry. You know, in our industry, Papa John kind of changed the game when he gave added value by adding a cup of dipping sauce to his pizza crust to make it a breadstick without paying extra for the breadstick. And I haven't seen anything since then that really revolutionized an industry like you guys are doing. And my question just went to a statement, and now it's just, I think it's brilliant what you guys are putting together. It's spectacular what you're doing. And Randy will be there for the dinners. His wife will be there for the shows. And then the true sports fans will be there just because the content and the entertainment is so different than what we're used to. And I'm a fan. So I just want to say bravo and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And we appreciate all your guys' support. And you know, we're hoping to continue to evolve and make each event a little bit better.
Tell me about the whole procedure with Vitor Belfort. Obviously, we're big involved with MMA. I've covered the UFC since the beginning, UFC 1. Vitor getting involved, again, another angle of bringing different fans, you know, to what you're doing. How did that whole thing get put together?
Yeah, so we saw that that kind of, I'll call it scuffle or couple or whatever you want to call it,
sure,
between Vitor and the real Tarzan. And you know, we actually had a connect to Vitor's manager from something else we've been talking about. We reached out and said, hey, this looks like an interesting fight. We don't have any social fights on this card. We've got, you know, five major fights, including the kind of two probably biggest undercard fights, and obviously having Teofimo and the lightweight, undisputed lightweight championship of the world. We were like, but bringing on another kind of interesting social fight. This Tarzan obviously is in incredible shape. When we look him up, he's deems himself a fighter, and Vitor hadn't fought in a while and he looks in great shape. So we said, why don't they settle this beef on our card in 2 weeks, you know? And both kind of jumped up without even blinking. And, you know, so that's how it happened.
And for people that didn't see that video, and being, like I said, in the MMA world, and I've been in the jiu-jitsu gyms in Rio, you know, you can't just walk into a gym and start filming. And that's kind of what happened. And Vitor got upset. And then the scuffle kind of started. And I'll tell you what, it was exciting. The video was cool. And obviously, the MMA world is very on board for Vitor kind of stepping out of the MMA world and into a boxing event.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I don't think he's done it before, really. I mean, I think he's boxed one time, but I think this will be like the real first real boxing, and he looks great. I mean, I was looking at that video, and he looks pretty scary.
I hope this is okay. Can we put you on hold, hit the top of the hour news, and come back? Because I have a few more things I'd like to ask you. Is that all right? Okay. Yes, please, so let's... Please. I'm sorry?
I said please. No problem.
Okay. So let's do that. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to run the news. We'll be back in 4 minutes. I have a couple things to ask Ryan. I also have what I think is a pretty cool gift, which I can't wait to do as well. I've been excited since I got the okay. So with that said, I know it's a couple seconds early, but let's hit this break, and we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio,
awesome.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsa.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.